Everyone knows that when you're in a crisis situation, it can truly feel like you're on an island by yourself. Whether it be a financial crisis or even a health crisis, it doesn't matter. When you're in a situation where you feel like the world is on your shoulders and you have to deal with it by yourself, one of the first things you may not realize you're doing is you may be keeping all of this information to yourself for a variety of reasons and not utilizing the network of people that you have in your life who could assist you. My name is Reeves, and I want to take a moment to talk to you about recognizing how important it is to utilize your network of people, family members, friends, and your personal circle to assist you when you're in the middle of a crisis. Crisis by its very nature is just that. It's usually an unexpected event that occurs that causes a significant disruption in your life. It could be a situation where you have a major health scare with a family member. It could be a financial situation like foreclosure. It could be a personal situation like you just got a letter telling you they're going to fire you. Whatever the case may be, if you find yourself in what I call a crisis situation, your first instinct is probably to try to figure out, how did you get there? Why did it happen? And what can you do to address the situation? When you're in the crisis mode, your brain is going 120 miles an hour. You're thinking about all kinds of stuff. And so what ends up happening is that invariably you stop and you only view the crisis through the lens of what you have to deal with and not how others around you can assist you in dealing with that situation. So it's very easy to fall into the trap of what happened. What can I do now? And completely ignore the fact that you have resources around you to assist you. Which unfortunately brings me to the next point about why we don't often use our personal network. People, we are inherently creatures of survival. We tend to operate and view things from a standpoint of how can I deal with this by myself? So what ends up happening is you go through these litany of different feelings in your mind. One, it may be because you feel like this is a problem that you must deal with, therefore you must handle it accordingly. Two, you may be in a situation of being embarrassed. Maybe this feeling of, I created this situation, I'm too embarrassed to ask someone to help because I shouldn't be in this position to begin with. Or third and finally, you may feel like you're being a burden. Like you have these people here who they are doing certain things in their lives, and what you need help from them is maybe in close proximity to what they do on a regular basis, and you don't want to bother them. You don't want to be a burden. You don't want to feel like you are using your relationship with them in order to achieve a desired result. All of those feelings are legitimate. However, you got to keep in mind that those feelings may be legitimate to you, but it may not be legitimate to the people who are there in your life who can assist you. Which brings me to why you need your network. The people you have in your life, especially people who've been in your life for a significant period of time, they view you through the lens of who you are, not what you do or your circumstances. Now, they may give you a little ribbing here and there if your circumstances are such where they're like, okay, I told you this was going to happen, or how could you not see this happening? But keep in mind, they don't see you as a failed homeowner. They don't see you as a failed healthcare experiment. They don't see you as a bad employee. What they see you as someone, as a loved one who is in a situation who may need some assistance. And so when they're looking at you, they're looking at you through the lens of, okay, I know you. Therefore, what can I do to help you? And that's important for you because when you're sitting here dealing with the weight of everything that's involved, the crisis that you're currently in, there's this natural desire to want to keep wearing that weight on your shoulder while you're still dealing with everything else that is still continuing your life on a real-time basis. So before you find yourself or before you fall into this trap of thinking that your network is the people that you should not reach out to them, take a step back and recognize they understand you need them even when you don't say you need them. And you've got to flip the script as well. Someday you may be the network and you're sitting here scratching yourself saying, I don't understand, what do you mean? Think about the number of times you've had people in your life that's reached out to you and said, hey, I got a problem. Can you help me out here? And guess what? You gave information and you gave your feedback and you gave your time and your energy and your money in some instances unconditionally. Because in your mind, it was no big deal because you view that person as a person, not their circumstance. Guess what? In that particular scenario, you are the network. So guess those people, guess what? They turn to you for assistance to help them deal with, address, and overcome their situations. So why would you not afford them the opportunity to do the same for you? I know it's easy to say to yourself, I'm the better friend, where you're in that situation where you believe like, oh, I'm in a position, I don't mind helping. But what happens is that when you're helping someone, you believe you're reaching out a hand. But when you feel like you need help from somebody, you feel like you're taking a hand out. Stop that. Remember, just as much as you utilize them as being for their network in terms of helping you, you can possibly be a network for them in their situations. It's all a circle. So don't knock yourself, because realize, today they are the network, tomorrow you're probably going to be the network. Which brings me to my final point. Don't suffer alone. The reality is that you could literally crush yourself under the weight of all the things that you're having to deal with because you're in the middle of a crisis and you have resources around you and people around you who can help, and you've chosen to not engage them. By doing that, you put yourself in this powerful position of carrying more weight than you probably should carry. That really makes no sense that you should have to carry all that weight, because the people who truly love you and who truly have your back, they understand that you're coming to them in a time where you normally would not come to them. They treat this as an anomaly, especially if you know you're the kind of person who never reaches out for help. So guess what? They're going to take that in consideration. True story. I've got a couple of friends who've reached out to me, and I tease them because I haven't spoken to them. One person I hadn't spoken to in a long while, another person who never calls me on the phone. And when they both called me, they both started with, I didn't want to be a burden, and I stopped them. And I said, first of all, you never call me. You email me and you text me, you never call me. Therefore, I knew it was an emergency. What's up? And the other one said the same thing. Hey, we follow each other on social media. I've known you forever today and so forth. If you're calling me, something's going down. People know you and they meet you where you are. So if you are in a crisis situation, they understand that you are in a situation that you do not want to be in, that you did not plan on being in, and that you hate asking for help because you're in it. So when you find yourself in a situation where you know you have people in your circle, and trust me, when you're in the middle of the crisis, you're not really thinking about those people in your circle, because what happens? How many times have we dealt with crisis and then all of a sudden the people, when they find out about the crisis, are like, why did you say something? Because in our world, we convinced ourselves that we must deal with the crisis on our own. We feel like we have to address it ahead of time or during this time on our own. It's amazing. Family members, fraternity members, sorority members, close friends, college friends, high school friends, the number of times that we have people in our lives that we know would be there for us if we reached out to them, and we choose not to do so because guess what? We've convinced ourselves that we have to deal with this on our own, and we end up burning ourselves, grinding ourselves, dragging ourselves into the ground for something that, listen, even if you're carrying 100 pounds, somebody takes 10 pounds away, that's 10 less pounds you have to carry. So before you find yourself feeling you have to carry all this weight, take a second, look at your personal circle, and ask yourself, is there anybody in that circle that can help you in your network? And recognize this. Today it's you, tomorrow it could be them. You're all in this together. Don't suffer alone, and trust, you're strong. You'll make it through.